Afternoon, we are going to study in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. And we used to have a little saying in our house that went something like this. If you're looking for a good verse in the Bible, and you don't know where it's found, it's probably going to be in 2 Corinthians. And the reason for that is that the logic flow in 2 Corinthians is often just a little difficult to follow.
那个逻辑呢，就是说呢，你在为什么他们那么说呢？就是说你在啊，格林的后书里面的那个逻辑性，你有一点点难去跟随它。
But the truths that are presented are very, very wonderful.
但是呢，这里给我们展现出来的那个真理呢。
And so today, especially, it's 2 Corinthians chapter 4 we're going to look at, and there are some wonderful truths in that chapter. All right, so we're going to start reading 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And again, I just recommend to all of you that you have a Bible and that you follow along with us, 2 Corinthians chapter
4.
Everything okay?
May just wonder his picture just disappeared.
Okay. Do you know how to get her back on picture?
I told her maybe his her data and battery is low.
Okay. All right, May, your name is still there, and that's an encouragement to us. So we're assuming you're still there. All right, we're going to read verse 1. It says, therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart.
我们现在读第四章的第一节，我们既蒙既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不丧胆。
And so Paul has explained in chapter 3 the wonderful things that happen when God's truth is being preached, and therefore he says, we just keep on preaching it. We don't get discouraged. He says, rather than being discouraged, verse 2, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
第二节说呢，乃将那些暗昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来。
So he says in verse 2 again, therefore, we have renounced secret and shameful ways.
在第二节里呢，继续说呢，刚才是第一前面讲的。
Many people, when they preach, can be guilty of using secret ways or even shameful ways.
因为当有很多人当他们讲道的时候呢，他们可能会变得有罪，就是因为他们用那些暧昧的。
Many people, when they preach, preach for money.
很多人呢，他们讲道的时候呢，他们讲道是为了赚钱。
And they often adjust what they say in order to attract more money.
他们呢，他们自己通常呢，他们讲的事情呢，是为了去赚更多的钱。
Many people, when they preach, use other secret ways. They have a secret agenda.
很多人呢，他们其实是他们用一种暧昧的方式去讲道，因为他们有这样一个打算。And
so they often argue that people should follow them in order to either bring themselves some glory or to get people to follow them or join their organization. They have a hidden agenda, we call it.
所以呢，他们有些人他通常讲道的时候呢，他通常是想去说服人家把荣耀给他自己，或者说呢，让那些人跟随他们加入他们自己的组织。 我们呢，把这个称为是一个隐藏的一个讲法。Sometimes
people will even do that when they want to be your friend.
有些人呢，他通常呢，他们就是那样做的，他想成为你的朋友，他也是有预谋的。And
so your logic would say, well, I hardly know that person. Why does he want to be my friend?
你的逻辑呢，就是说我根本不知道那个人，他为什么要成为我的朋友呢？
And he may very well have a hidden agenda. He may want to be your friend in order that he can get into your circle, in order that he can either make some money or maybe even steal some of your friends.
他们呢，通常呢，他们这样做呢，他们是有一个目的，有一个隐藏的目的和预谋的。他们想成为你的朋友呢，或者是想进入你的社交圈，或者是想赚钱，或者是想交你的朋友。So
we often say beware of the hidden agenda.
我们通常说呢，要小心那些有预谋的人。
He goes on, he says, we do not use deception.
他继续说呢，我们不行诡诈。He
says, we only teach the truth.
他说我们只是讲神的道。And
then he says, we don't distort the word of God.
因为我们呢，不谬讲神的道理。You
could distort the word of God, couldn't you? You could use the word of God to cause it to say what you want it to say rather than what it really does say.
你通常呢会谬讲或者是强解一段经文，然后呢，其实你讲出来的是你想要讲的意思，而不是神的话它自己本身的意思。So,
there are those who in our day preach what is often called the prosperity gospel.
因为我们通常呢，今天现在有些人在讲一些讲道，他们叫成功学的讲道。Now
the prosperity gospel would go something like this.
那个成功学的讲道呢，他们通常是像这样。
If you follow the Bible, then you will get rich. You'll have lots of money. So if you want money, you'd better trust the Bible.
这个成功神学的观点呢，就是说，如果你跟随圣经，你会很成功，然后你会赚很多钱。如果你跟随圣经的话。
Other people would say, no, I preach what is called the health and wealth gospel.
另外一些人呢，说我们不讲这个成功，我们是讲财富和健康的神学。
And that would mean you become a Christian and you will become more healthy. You'll become more wealthy and more healthy. You'd better become a Christian.
这个基本上是讲的如果你成为了基督徒呢，你会变为身体更健康更富有，所以呢你要想更健康更富有，你最好成为一个基督徒。
And then there's another type of gospel they call it in the world today, and it is called the name it and claim it gospel.
所以呢另外还有一种呢，就是说呢他讲的是命名或者是去索取了那种，待会儿他可能要解释在这种福音。
And it basically says that if you become a Christian, you can pretty much get God to do for you anything you want.
这基本上是说呢如果你相信圣经，你可以往跟神要。任何事情你想要的神都会给你。
It says, if you trust the Lord, he will answer your prayers, so you can get God to do for you pretty much anything you want him to do. You should become a Christian, and God will get you whatever you want.
所以如果说这个意思就是说你成为基督徒你可以祷告。你祷告以后呢你可以向神要任何你想要的东西。如果你成为了基督徒，神就会给你任何事情你想要的。
So Paul says, now we don't do that. That's not the kind of message we preach.
所以保罗说呢，我们不那么做，这不是我们要传的福音。
Is God concerned about your wealth? Sure, but that's not what it's all about.
所以呢，神他关心你的财富吗？当然，但是这不是神要关心的所有事。
Is God concerned about your health? Yes.But all Christians are going to die unless the Lord Jesus returns.
所以呢，神关心你的健康吗？当然，但是所有的基督徒呢都会死，直到主耶稣再来。
Is God able to answer your prayer, and does He want to answer your prayer?
神想要回应你的祷告吗？
Yes, but that's not the focus of our message, says Paul.
所以当然，但是这不是我们。保罗说这不是我们要传达的信息的焦点。
Paul says, on the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
保罗说呢，这里是我们只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。
Paul, when he preached, said,I'm going to appeal to your conscience.
所以呢，保罗是这样讲的，我会让你的良心显现。
I'm going to tell the truth about sin, and your conscience is going to say, Paul's telling the truth.
我们要告诉你，罪的结果，你的良心会说呢，保罗说的是真理。
Paul is going to preach about the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ and the only reason on the cross was that sinners like me put him there.
因为保罗讲的主耶稣在十字架上的真理，为什么主耶稣会在十字架上呢？是因为你我这样的罪人他才会在那里。
So why do we become Christians?
为什么要成为基督徒呢？
Because we're sinners and we need a savior. We know we're sinners. We know we need a savior.
因为我们是罪人，我们需要一个救主。我们知道我们是个罪人，我们知道我们需要救主。
Is he a good savior? Is he a good Lord?
他是一个好的救主，是一个好的主吗？
Yes. Does he care about our wealth and our health and whether or not our prayers are answered.
所以呢，他当然是的。 所以他关心我们的财富或者关心我们的祈求吗？
Yes, that's all true. But the central theme is still the most important. You and I are sinners and we need a savior. That's our message.
那当然他会关心那个，但是主的中心焦点要关心的呢，是我们所有的人都是个罪人，我们需要罪被赦免。
So if you turned on your radio or your television set and you heard a preacher saying, you send us some money and you will get rich, what would you do?
当你在收音机里或者电视上看一篇讲道，他说如果你给我们寄些钱，你会变得更富有，你会怎么做呢？
You'd probably turn them off and you'd say, I'm sorry, but that's not God's message. But when he says, you're a sinner and you need a savior, you say, I think I'm going to listen to this man. He's appealing to my conscience.
那这个呢，就是说，如果是这样的，他这么讲，你大概就会把电视机关掉。你说这不是啊，神要传递的信息，纯粹神要传递的信息呢，是我们是个罪人，是要需要一位救主，我们是要被赦免。如果你听到这样的信息呢？ 你大概会说我会继续听下去。
So, if you find when you're listening to sermons that your conscience is pricked and he's saying to you, you need to get right with God, you keep listening to him, he's probably preaching a good message.
如果你在听一篇讲道的时候，你的良心呢，一直在发现说我是个罪人，我需要一个救主，这
Now, verse 3 says, and even if our gospel is veiled, it's veiled to those who are perishing.
第三节说，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。
Some people, when they listen to the gospel message that Paul preaches and others preach, they say, I don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense.
有些人他们在听使徒保罗讲道或者听其他人讲道的时候呢，他说我不明白，我这个没有任何道理。And
often it doesn't make sense to the non-Christian. The person who's perishing doesn't always fully understand it.
通常对那些非基督徒呢，他是很难理解的。所以呢，对那些要灭亡的人，他们通常也不理解这样的真理。Why
don't they understand it?
为什么他们不理解呢?
Verse 4, the God of this age, that would be the devil himself. He's the God of this age. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
第四节说呢，此等不信之人被这世界的神 这个世界的神就是那个恶魔他自己，被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。So
that's what the Bible does. He runs around trying to hide the truth of God from people, and he makes them so that they cannot understand it because he does not want them to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这就是圣经所说的，这些人呢，这个世界上的人呢，对这个世界的神弄瞎了双眼，他们不想要这些人去相信主耶稣。And
then Paul says very clearly and lovely, he says, for we do not preach ourselves, but we preach Jesus Christ and ourselves as your servant for Jesus' sake.
保罗在第五节继续说，我们原不是传自己。
Now that's very, very delightful. Paul doesn't run around saying, look at me, I'm really a big man. No, he says, I won't do that. He says, I'm just going to preach Jesus Christ. And who am I? I'll just be a servant. That's who I
am.
All right. Now verse 6 says, for God who said, let the light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
第六节继续说，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
All right, so Paul's message is all about Jesus.
所以使徒保罗所有的信息呢，都是关于主耶稣的。
And he wants the light of that message to be such that we will all know the Lord Jesus more, that we will see his glory more, and we will see it all in the face of Jesus Christ.
他们呢，保罗就是要把这些光所有的都照在人的心里，让我们知道主耶稣更多，让我们知道主耶稣的荣耀更多，这些荣耀都是显示在主耶稣的脸上的。
So the question is, what are we going to preach?
问题是我们要讲什么道呢?
The answer is, we're going to preach Jesus.
我们要讲主耶稣的道。
We'll tell them about Jesus.
我们要告诉人家关于主耶稣。
You say, well, what did you tell them last week?
你说上个星期你告诉他们什么呢?
And the answer is, well, I told them about Jesus last time.
答案是我上次我是告诉他们主耶稣。
What are you going to tell them about next time?
下次你准备告诉他们什么呢?
I'm going to tell them about Jesus.
仍然是主耶稣。
Jesus is our message. Doesn't matter who preaches it, the message is going to be the same. It's all about Jesus.
主耶稣，但是我们要传递的信息，不管是谁来讲道，都是我们传的，传讲的信息都是一样的，所有的都是关于我们的主耶稣的。
Well, if the preacher is preaching all about Jesus, who is the preacher?
所以呢，如果一个传道的人、讲道的人一直在讲主耶稣，那这个讲道人是谁呢?
And the answer is that the preacher is the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个答案呢，这个讲道的人呢，他就是我们主耶稣基督的仆人。
That's verse 5. The message is Jesus. The messenger is just a servant.
这就是第五节讲的。这个信息呢，是主耶稣。这个传信息的人呢，只是一个仆人。
The story is very parallel to what you have in the book of Genesis, chapter 24, I believe it is, where Abraham's servant goes to get a bride for Abram's son Isaac.
这个呢，其实，在那个平行经文里，它相信是在创世纪的第24章里，是亚伯拉罕的一个仆人去为亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒寻找一位新娘。
You'll remember that he went back to Padan Aram and he found Rebecca and he said to Rebecca, I want you to come with me to the land of Canaan. I'm going to introduce you to my boss, my boss's son, and you can marry this wonderful man whose name is Isaac.
所以呢，记得当时亚伯拉罕仆人到了那个地方以后，跟尼百加说：“我要你跟我回去，回到迦南地去，我要给你介绍我这一个非常美妙的主人和他的儿子，我要给你介绍这个非常美好的一个儿子，让你跟他结婚。”
And so he was just a servant. All he was doing was trying to get a bride for Isaac.
他只是一个仆人，所有他要做的事情呢。
He kept telling Rebecca all about Isaac.
他一直告诉利百加关于以撒这个人。
And it's interesting, in that particular story, we don't even know the servant's name.
这个非常有趣的是呢，在那一个非常奇妙的故事里面呢，我们甚至不知道那个仆人的名字。
He was just an ordinary fellow, but he was talking all the time about Isaac. It's all about Isaac. It's all about Isaac.
他这是一个非常普通的人，他一直在说关于以撒的事，一直在说说说。
So that's the way it should be here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. We want to tell everybody all about Jesus.
这些事情应该发生在我们十六间教会里，我们要一直告诉所有的人所有的关于主耶稣的事。
Does it matter who's telling you about Jesus?
谁去讲主耶稣这个重要吗？
No, just as long as you're learning about Jesus, that's all that matters. Doesn't matter who preaches it, just matters if the message is all about Jesus.
所以最重要的呢，就是说你那讲的都全都是关于主耶稣的。不重要的就是说这个去讲的人谁讲都可以，但是你必须要主要要讲关于主耶稣的事。
Now Paul says somehow we've got to emphasize that.
所以使徒保罗说呢，有时候我们要强调这一点。
So now verse 7. And it says, we have this treasure in jars of clay, so that this all-surpassing power will be from God and not from us.
你把它继续在第七节内说，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
It's almost like getting a present.
这个呢，基本上是相当于你获得了一个礼物。
And sometimes the best present comes in the poorest wrapping.
所以有的时候呢，最好的礼物往往是包在一个不起眼的包装里。
When I was a little boy, somebody gave me a present once.
当我是个小男孩的时候呢，有个人送给我一个礼物。
It was very beautifully wrapped.
那个外包装呢，非常漂亮。
And I got so excited. I looked at the wrapping. I thought, boy, this is going to be really good.
我感到非常兴奋。然后我就说啊，这一定会是一个非常好的礼物。
And then I opened it up and I saw what it was and I said, I think I should have left it wrapped up.
他说呢，当我把那个打开包装打开以后，我看到了那个礼品以后说呢，我就想我不应该把这个包装打开。
The wrapping was far better than the gift.
这个包装外包装呢，比那个礼物本身要好许多。
Now Paul says, in our case, that's exactly the opposite.
所以呢，保罗说呢，在我们这个事情里面，刚刚是相反的。
And so Paul says, I'm just the servant. Jesus is the message. So when you look at me,You're not going to see very much because I want you to see Jesus. I don't want you to see me.
保罗呢，基本上说呢，我就是个仆人，我要讲的呢，所有的信息是关于主耶稣的。你要看见我的话，你不会感到什么。我只是说要把主耶稣，给你们讲出来。
So I don't think the Apostle Paul would ever have been a movie star.
他不认为使徒保罗曾经是个著名的影星。
I don't think that he looked that good.
我也不认为他长得那么好看。
I think very often he was sick.
我想通常呢他是病殃殃的。
Often he was recovering from wounds that he had received.Because he preached.
所以通常呢，他就是在他讲道的时候被打伤的那个伤口的复原的那个状态下。
I don't think he had a really good voice.
我不认为他的声音很好听。
But when he preached, he was even hard to listen to.
所以呢，当他讲道的时候呢，他甚至很难去听到。
And the only reason that people listened to him was that his message was so wonderful.
唯一的那些当时的人来听他讲到的原因呢，就是他传达的信息是非常奇妙的。
And in spite of all his weakness, he kept on preaching. People kept on listening because he told them about Jesus.
因为呢，不管他身上有那么多的弱点，他一直保持去讲道，人们呢一直保持来听，因为他一直在讲主耶稣的道。
But Paul didn't just have weakness in his body. Paul had weakness in his circumstances.
保罗呢不仅仅在他的身体上有那么多弱点，甚至上他周围的环境里，他同样处于弱势。
Somebody says, you know, I've got problems.
有些人说呢，我有问题。
And so some people would say, well, if you go to Paul, you don't need to worry. You go to Paul because he trusted Jesus and he doesn't have any problems.
所以呢，有些人说呢，你要是这样的话，你去找保罗。因为保罗传讲主耶稣的道，所以他没有任何的问题。
But you know exactly the opposite was true.
但是你知道这个相反的才是真的。
They said, you better trust in Paul's Savior, because you see, Paul has got all kinds of problems.
所以呢，他们应该是这样说，你应该呢去相信保罗的救主，因为保罗在生活中有一大堆问题和麻烦。
How did that work? Well, he had all kinds of problems. It's just that his problems didn't overtake him. He was sustained in his problems.
所以在这里呢，怎么样去把这个讲得有道理呢？因为实际上保罗有太多的麻烦和问题，但是呢他仍然在麻烦和问题里坚持下来了。
So let me tell you a little bit about his problems. Verse 8 says, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed.
所以呢，我就来告诉你们，在第八节里他面临的什么。第八节说，我们四面受敌，却不被困住。
So as Paul walks through life,It's like walking down a narrow corridor.
所以呢，当保罗他的人生在走的时候，实际上相当于在走一个独木桥。
And Paul says, I got problems on one side, and I got problems on the other side, and the problems are getting worse, and I'm getting squished in between the problems.
所以保罗说呢，我在这边有问题，我在那边有问题，我会被两边的问题压扁。
But he says it's amazing. In spite of the fact that these problems keep on pressing in on me, I'm not crushed.
所以在这里说的是非常美妙的，尽管这些问题一直在给我施重压，但是我并没有完全被摧毁。
They get very, very close, but I'm just not crushed.
所以呢，这些东西几乎要把我摧毁，但是我并没有被摧毁。
The writer of the book of the Pilgrim's Progress, John Bunyan was his name. He told a similar story.
所以呢，一个叫 John Bunyan 的人呢，他讲的是一个朝圣者的故事，告诉了我们同样的一个故事。
He told a story about Christian walking through the jungle.
告诉我们一个故事呢，就是一个基督徒在一个原始森林里穿过。
And there was lions in the jungle.
在原始森林里呢，有狮子。
And all he had to do was keep walking through where the lions were.
他呢，所有他要做的呢，就是要穿过那里蛮有狮子的那个地方。
He said he didn't want to go, but then somebody told him that he didn't have to worry because the lion on this side was on a chain and he could only come so close.
所以呢，他其实并不想从那个森林里穿过，但是有个人告诉他呢，你根本就不需要担心，因为这个狮子在这一边的狮子呢， 他们被那个铁链拴着，他只能走到离你那么近。
And the lion on the other side was on a chain, and he could only go so close.
所以呢，在另外一边的狮子呢，也被铁链拴住了，他也能只能走到离你最近的地方。
And so he was told that if you stay on the path, you go straight ahead, this lion can't quite get you, and this lion can't quite get you, because they're on chains.
所以呢，他人家告诉他，只要你沿着那条路走，走到那条路的上面，这边的狮子呢，它咬不着你，那边的狮子呢，也咬不着你，因为他们的链子只能把它拴到，它只能够不着咬你的地方。
So would you like to go for a walk through that jungle?
你想从那样的森林里穿过吗？
Well, you say, I don't know, that looks kind of scary to me.
你说我不知道，可能对我来说有点害怕。
And Paul said, I'm pressed on both sides, but I'm just not crushed. I'm pressed, but I can make it through because the pressures are only so close.
所以保罗说呢，我两面都有，四面都有压力，但是并没有压垮我，因为这些压力它只能到那个地方。
But Paul says it's worse than that. He says we're perplexed, but not in despair.
保罗继续说呢，我们心里作难，却不致失望。
All right. So.The word perplexed means there's no way out of this problem. He's in this narrow path, but ahead of him are problems, and he's perplexed because he doesn't know how he's going to get out.
所以呢，这个 perplexed 这个单词呢，实际上呢，就是说你根本没有办法走出那个困境。所以呢，你心里就是说，你根本就想不到怎样才能摆脱这样一个困境。
But so Paul is saying, I know that it doesn't look like there's any way out, but I'm not in despair because God is over all. He'll get me out. I just don't know how.
所以保罗说呢，我真的不知道怎样摆脱这个困境，但是呢，我不关心这个，我不担心这个，因为神是在一切之上的，神会。把我从这里救出来，尽管我不知道怎么去做。
Okay, so you got the picture? You're walking through a very narrow canyon, and there's no way out ahead of you.
你看到的那个画面吗？当你在一个峡谷里走的时候，你根本找不到任何的出路，走出那个峡谷。
But verse 9 says, we're persecuted, but not abandoned.
所以第九节说呢？遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
And that simply means that from behind there's pressure coming, persecution is coming from behind, but it just hasn't got me yet.
所以这个基本上是说呢，那些迫逼迫呢，迫害呢正在后面追赶我，但是没有追上。
Okay, have you got the picture?
你看到这个画面吗？
It's like being in a box.
就像你在一个盒子里面。
And you can't go forward because you don't know how to get out going forward. You can't go sideways because the walls are too great. And you can't go back because they're pushing from behind.
因为就像你在一个盒子里，你不能往前走，因为前面没有路。你也不能往两边走，因为两边有墙。你也不能往后走，因为后面有追赶的上来了。
Do you think that's bad?
你认为这是非常糟糕吗？
Raise your hand if you would like to be in circumstances like that.
如果你想让你自己处在那样一个环境里，你举起你的手。
Okay, I'm just looking at everybody. I haven't seen any hands go up. I don't think I'd like that.
他看了一下，还没有人举手。他不认为他喜欢那样一个环境。
You can't go forward. You can't go back.You can't go east. You can't go west.
你不可能往前走，你也不能后退，你不能往东走，也不能往西走。
And then Paul says, but it's worse than that.
但是保罗说这是值得。
You say, what worse than that?
你就说那值得什么了？
What's the next line say? We're struck down but not destroyed.
打倒了, 却不致死亡。
And it's like being in that box, Paul said, but there are people on the outside of the box who are throwing stones in at me.
就像刚才讲的那个盒子, 在那个盒子外面的人呢, 一直往盒子里往我身上扔石头。
Okay, so how here we are, no way out, and persecuted from behind, can't go east, can't go west, and the stones are being thrown down at you.
就是这样的，前行呢没有路，后面有追赶的，两边呢也出不去，还有外面呢还有石头扔进来打你。
Now that's the strength of those two or three verses. Doesn't come across.
不用，妈妈。
Go ahead. Just all right. That's the strength of those verses. It isn't as strong in English or in Chinese as it is in Greek, but that's the picture in Greek.
这就是刚才要讲的那个画面，就像中文、英文，同样是希腊文，同样是有讲的那么重的一个词。
So my question is that good news or bad news?
我的问题，那是好消息还是坏消息？
And the answer is that's really good news.
答案是呢，真的是一个好消息。
Okay. The good news is this. You probably have a problem.
这好消息是这样的，你可能会有一个麻烦。
But your problem is not as great as his problem was.
你的麻烦呢，并没有像保罗现在所面临的麻烦那么大。
And if God got him out of his problem, do you think he can get you out of your problem?
如果神能把保罗从他的麻烦里救出来，你认为神不会把你从你的麻烦里救出来吗？
Oh, you say yeah.
你说对，当然神会救我，这是肯定的。
And so sometimes when you read through the Bible, you get all excited because you find somebody's got a problem similar to yours, but it was worse. And God got him out of it, and God can get you out of that problem.
所以呢，当你读圣经的时候呢，通常你会感到非常兴奋，因为什么呢？在圣经里有些人他跟你的麻烦是差不多的，但神把他从那种麻烦里救出来了，神同样也会把你从你的麻烦里救出来。
And so the marvelous message of the gospel is this, that the Lord Jesus will be with you in your problems, and as he solves your problems for you, so you will say, what a wonderful God is he. Look what he did for me.
这个奇妙的信息呢，就是当你在你的麻烦中呢，主会给你在一起，主呢，他会解决你的麻烦，你就会说，这是多么奇妙的一位主啊。
And so the summary in verse 10 says, we always carry about in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
第十节说，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上。
So they looked at Paul and they said, Paul, are you still here? How come you haven't died? How come you weren't killed? How come you can carry on with a smile?
因为他们就看着保罗说，保罗你怎么还活着？你怎么可以从这个里面一直活下去？你怎么可以现在脸上还带着微笑呢？
And so Paul would say it's all because of Jesus. He's able to help me.
保罗说呢，所有的这些都是因为主耶稣，因为主耶稣能够帮助我。And
so they said, well, Paul, Jesus must be really good if he can keep you going.
因为他们会看着保罗说，主耶稣应该是非常非常好的，因为他可以让保罗一直活着。
All right, verse 11 says the same thing. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body.
第四节说，因为我们这活着的人是常为主耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
So then he says, death is working in us, all these pressures that we're under, death is working in us in order that life can work in you.
那这里实际上呢，在我们身上呢，就是死一直在我们身上，这样呢，所以可以把我们的生命从这个身上显示出来。
Is that a good principle?
这是一个好的规律吗？
Yeah.
是的。
Would you like to be the Apostle Paul?
你想成为使徒保罗吗？
Oh, you say it'd be pretty hard. Yes, I'd like to, but it would be hard. I don't know.
你说这个有点难，但是呢，我想成为使徒保罗，但是可能非常难。
So I read a story many years ago about some missionaries who went out to Africa.
所以呢，我读到一个故事。 就是在很多年前，一些宣教士他们去非洲。And
they preached and preached and preached to the African people that were in their community, in their region in Africa.
他们所以他们一直不停的讲道，在那些黑人的非洲的那些社区和他们的社区和他们活动的地方一直保持讲道。And
there was very little response. Most of the Africans just weren't concerned at all.
因为呢，这是非常非常难的，因为好多当地的非洲人，他们根本就不关心这个。So
these missionaries had a prayer meeting.
所以这些宣教士呢，他们就有一个祷告会。And
one missionary prayed this.
其中的一个宣教士他这样祷告。He
said, Lord, if the only way we could get revival amongst these African people so that they would turn from sin to the Lord Jesus, if the only way that could happen would be for one of us missionaries to die.
就是主啊，如果这样的情况能够唤醒 这样的这些非洲人，他们转向神，悔改他们的罪。如果唯一的方式是我们中间有一个人死掉的话，
He said, I would be willing to be the one to die.
他说呢，我就愿意成为那个死的那一个人。
Have you ever been in a prayer meeting like that?
你从来有没有去参加一个祷告会是这样的吗？
No.
没有。
The story goes on.
这个故事继续。
Not long afterwards, that man died.
没过多久，那个人就死了。
When he died, they decided that they would have a funeral for him.
当那个人死了以后呢，那些宣教士决定给他举行一个葬礼。
And all the Africans in the region said, we have never seen a Christian funeral. We are going to come and we're going to watch and we're going to listen.
所有的那个地区的非洲人呢，他们说呢，我们从来没有参加过一个基督徒的葬礼，我们要去参加那个葬礼，我们要去看看，我们要去听听，这会发生什么？
The truth of God was preached at that funeral, and the victory of life for Jesus, which ends in death for Jesus, was preached.
所以呢，在这个葬礼上，这有一篇讲道，是主耶稣战胜死亡以后，然后在主耶稣身上的生命这样一个道理，在当时讲出来了。So
what do you think happened?
你知道讲的是发生什么？后面你认为
revival broke out amongst those Africans.
所以呢，唤醒了那里的非洲人。They
realized that the message that was being preached to them was a message that was greater than death.
所以呢，他们意识到当时他们传递的那个信息呢， 比死亡要大得多。
They realized that that missionary who had died made the right decision. He went on to heaven where there was great glory awaiting him.
所以他们意识到那个人呢死了那是个正确的决定，因为他去了天堂，那里有大大的荣耀等着他。
The question is there a reality in the message that we preach?
所以呢问题就是在我们传讲的那些道里面是有真实的吗？
Yes. How can you prove the reality?
当然是的。那我们怎么证明它的真实性呢？
And the reality is often found in the suffering of the messenger in order that the message of Jesus be even more clear.
所以呢通常呢这个事实呢就是说那个传递信息的人承受更大的苦难，然后传递出主耶稣更真切的信息的。
All right, therefore verse 12, so then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you.
第十二节是这样说的，这样看来死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
Why the pressure of death upon Paul in order that the life of Jesus could flow in the life of all those Corinthian Christians?
为什么那些在保罗身上的死亡的压力可以把那个主耶稣的生命在整个格林多当时的地方给他溢满了流出来了？
All right, so verse 13, it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. With the same spirit of faith, we also believe, and therefore speak.
第十三节说，但我们既有信心，正如经上记着说，我因信，所以如此说话，我们也信，所以也说话。
Paul said, I could have stopped preaching when it got difficult.
所以呢保罗说当我在我困难的时候我不能停止讲道。
But he said, I'm not going to stop preaching just because it's difficult, because when it's difficult for me, the life of Jesus can shine through, and then blessing can be for you.
但是我呢尽管我有很大的困难，但是我不能停止讲道，尽管这个困难是对于我，但是我把道传出去了，主耶稣的光照就会在你们身上，那个神的赐福也会临到你们这些哥林多人身上。
Paul says verse 14, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence.
第十四节说，自己知道，那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活，并且叫我们与你们一同站在他面前。
So Paul says, it's true, it's difficult today, and death is appearing, but he said, I'm going to carry on until one day I go to heaven.
所以呢，保罗说呢，今天确实是很难，尽管我的耳朵有点聋，但是我会继续讲道，直到我到了天堂。
And after he's been in heaven for a while, there's going to be a presentation day.
所以呢，当他去了天堂的时候，一会儿就会有一个大的展示会。
They often have that in a graduation ceremony.
他们通常呢，在毕业典礼上，他们有那样一个会。
And Paul is going to be presented one day in graduation ceremony.
保罗呢，有一天呢，他会在那个毕业典礼上，被展现。
But it's not just going to be Paul who's going to be there.
但是呢，不仅仅是保罗，他自己会在那里。
Paul will be there, and the Corinthians will stand beside him.
保罗将站在那里。那格林多人会站在他的周围。
Jesus will say, Paul, did you follow me? Paul will say yes.
保罗会说是的.
And all the Corinthians who are standing with him will say, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for Paul.
那些所有的站在保罗身边的人会说, 主耶稣啊, 我们要为保罗献上感恩。
Is that going to be a wonderful day?
这是一个非常美妙的一天吗?
Okay. Paul will be presented with the Corinthians in the presence of the Lord Jesus that particular day.
也在那个特别的日子里, 保罗会和格林多人一起站在主耶稣的面前。
All right, and I just want to look at the next few words, verse 15. It says, all this is for your benefit.
他在这里面呢,找出几个词, 第十五节说呢, 凡事都是为你们。
Okay, Paul says, I suffer all of these difficulties. I have all of these problems. I even have problems with you, Paul says.
保罗说,我有所有的苦难,我有这所有的难处,我甚至跟你们都相处不好。
And the answer is why?
答案是什么呢?
Or the question is why, rather. And the answer is, it's all for your benefit.
问题是为什么呢? 都是说凡事都是为了你们,这是答案。
Okay, and I don't know if you've underlined that in your Bible, but I've underlined it in a lot of my Bibles. It simply says, all things are for your benefit.
所以呢,我不知道你们在不在你们的圣经上画重点。我在我的圣经里, 所有的像这样的画下面,我都会画个重点,就是说,凡事都是为了你们的益处。
How much does God love you?
神有多爱你呢?
Enough to make all your problems for your benefit.
所以呢,神爱你足够到把你所有的问题都变成你的益处。
How much does he love you?
他有多爱你?
Enough to make all your problems for the benefit of other people.
所有的爱你足够到让你所有的麻烦都可以让别人受到益处。
Okay? It would be wonderful if God kept you from problems.
所以呢,这是不是一个很美妙的,如果神在你的所有的麻烦你抓住你呢?
It is more wonderful if he keeps you in problems in order that you can get more benefit for yourself and be of more benefit to others.
所以这个比这个更奇妙的呢,神呢,让你在你的麻烦里多待一会儿,让你可以带出更多的对你自己有益处的,和对所有的其他人也有益处这样一个 结果来,
okay. Now, frankly, only God can do that.
坦率地说,
if God didn't love you, if God didn't love me, then we couldn't get through. It would be a totally different situation. But God has ordained, he's allowed our situations, Paul's situation, it's all for our good, all things are for your benefit.
如果神不爱你,神不爱我,这是不可以想象的,我们都可以,可能坚持不下去。就像保罗一样,保罗在他身上,他身体里,他的生活里所有的麻烦,最后都是能带出更美好的事来。
All right, why?
为什么?
Verse 15, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God.
好教恩惠，因人多越发加增，感谢格外显多，以致荣耀归于神。
When you get to heaven and you meet Paul, what are you going to say?
当你去到天堂的时候，你碰到了保罗，你准备说什么呢？
You're going to say, thank you, Paul. Thank you for what you did because you were a great encouragement to me.
你会说保罗，非常感谢你，感谢你，你一直对我来说是最大的一个鼓励。
What's Paul going to say?
保罗会说什么呢？
Paul's going to say, don't thank me. You thank Jesus.
保罗说别感谢我，你去感谢主耶稣。
That's the only reason I did it. It's all for Jesus.
这是唯一的原因我能够撑过来，所有的都是为了主耶稣。
So Paul and you and me and the Corinthians, we're all going to bow before Jesus. We're going to say thank you, Jesus, for all those circumstances, the easy days and the hard days, the confusing days and the simple days. Lord, we want to thank you for all because we believe you. All things are for our benefit.
所以呢，你会说呢，你我所有的格林托人呢，当时有一天我们一定会拜伏在主耶稣的脚下，我们会说感谢您主耶稣给了我这么多那个，无论是在我容易的日子里还是艰难的日子里，无论是在我混乱的日子里还是顺从的日子里，所有的这些感谢您让我在这些所有的痛苦和苦难中给我带出了给我们